We're doing the Chafetz Chaim's book, Avat Chesed, and we're up to the second section, the 19th chapter. In the 18th chapter, we had begun learning the laws of Maaser Ksafim, and he had discussed how one should fulfill it, how you take off the tithe, that it should be a tenth of your profit, that one time in your life you take off of the principal, how you calculate, how you take off the expenses before you calculate Maaser Ksafim, you take off the basic expenses. And he also stressed that you should keep a good calculation of how much you give, because sometimes you give a shekel here and a shekel there in shul, and all that adds up. And sometimes you give a poor person a meal, and that also costs money, and that's also part of the Maaser Ksafim. And now in the 19th chapter, he's going to focus on how do you give out the Maaser Ksafim. The last chapter focused more on how do you evaluate the Maaser Ksafim. Now we're going to talk about how do you allocate it. Now we're going to explain how you allocate the money of the Maaser. Hine yadua, dim'ot Maaser, ikaro litzdaka lechalek laniyim. The essence of Maaser is that you divide it among the poor. Ukrovav aniyim hem kodemim bazeh la'acherim. A person has to know that his relatives take precedence over others. And he expanded on this in the beginning of the book. This goes back 2 years, when we were in the beginning of the book. So there he expanded on who takes precedence. What about if his close relative needs it less than someone else who's more distant, etc. ואפילו לבניו הגדולים שאינו חייב לטפל בהם יכול לתן להם מעשרות. So this is another important point. When one's children are old enough that he doesn't have to take care of them, so then when he takes care of them, that constitutes charity. Once they're old enough that theoretically they could fend for themselves, and he keeps footing their bills, and he keeps feeding them and clothing them and paying their tuition bills, that's part of his Maaser. And that's why many people don't give too much charity beyond that, because when you've paid tuition, you've gotten, sometimes you've done more than your Maaser, at least in the United States. Being that the kids don't have their own money, that's tzedakah. We don't like to look at it that way. They're my kids, I love them, very good. You should take care of them, and if you don't, Beis Din will beat you up for it. But at the end of the day, halachically, you're not obligated. It's just the proper way a person should behave once his kids are old enough that they could fend for themselves. It's about 7, 8. Meaning when a kid's 7, 8 years old, he could count screws and put them in a bag, right? And he could get 5 cents a bag. So he could work 3 hours a night and fill up maybe some 30 bags each hour, right? It's not such a big deal. So let's say 30 bags is $1.50. That's an hour. So let's say he can make more than that. He could probably do stuff that'll make $10 an hour or $8 an hour. And he could work 2-3 hours a day. So he can make about $20 to $30 an hour. He could cover his meals. Now, so there's a problem. Okay. I'm just saying, a normal parent doesn't ask his kids to do this. But that's why it's called charity. Being that I knew poor families that this is how it worked. The kids would come home from school and they'd all sit down and start counting screws. That's where I got this idea from. They'd all sit down and start counting screws, putting them in the bags. And the kids helped make ends meet for the family. They were counted on for part of the income. And being that technically a child could help with the income, and most parents don't ask him to. In a normal household setting, it's not necessary. And a normal parent doesn't make his kids fill bags with screws. He lets the kid play. But that's why it's called charity, because you're doing him a favor, technically. So that says the Chafetz Chaim is tzedakah. And even if a person says, but I could have enough money, the halacha says, yeah, but that's called charity. When you have to calculate your 10%, you should take off that amount because you've given that as charity. And his parents, we live in a generation where people could be in their 60s and 70s and they're taking care of their parents in their 90s and 100s. And the pension plan isn't enough and Social Security is about to go under. It'll take it a year, it'll take it 5 years. It's a big Ponzi scheme. At some point, it's going to collapse. So taking care of one's own parents if they're poor, and very often they cannot cover. You know, a lot of poor people can't cover heat. In this country, in the United States, they're really skimping pennies. And that in such instances, then when one takes care of his parents and covers their bills, that's also called charity. But when it comes to parents, the halacha says something different. When it comes to our children, the halacha says that you could calculate as part of your charity and there's no problem with it. When it comes to one's parents, the Talmud says, Tavo me'ira l'mishim fanes avi ve'imo mimot tzedaka. Curse should come upon a person who supports his parents from his charity money. Meaning Chazal saw that as something that was wrong. Technically, halachically, it's permissible. But don't do it unless you have to. If it's just as an excuse, okay, my mom and dad, I'll throw them my charity money, that's wrong. When it comes to our children, again, there's no problem. There the halacha says, you take good care of them, fine, and you could subtract that from your ma'aser money. When it comes to our parents, the halacha doesn't want us to do that unless that you don't have other money. Yeah, they need the money, and you won't be able to give charity plus to take care of them. So then the halacha says, okay, so take it from your charity fund, and that's okay. So step one, we said ma'aser money should go to one's relatives. Kids, parents, siblings, relatives. Step two, if his relatives are not poor, umchalkam la'anim acherim, so then he's going to distribute the ma'aser to other poor people. Ma'anachon she'yader lechatchila lechalkam la'amelei Torah, leman yechazku b'torat Hashem. So the Chafetz Chaim tells us something here which we're just beginning a thought. He's going to develop it, and we'll see it over the next few classes. The preference is, if I could fund one guy who comes home at 9 o'clock at night after a long day's work and flips on the TV and goes to sleep watching TV, and have another guy who takes every break he has, and when he comes home at 9 o'clock, he learns for an hour or two. When I have the option of funding someone else who's going to take what he can and learn Torah with it, so then we do have a preference. Fund the guy who's learning Torah, all things being equal. We're not saying leave the other guy hanging dry. We're saying if everything's equal, then there is a preference to fund someone who is going to work hard at learning Torah with his free time, and you're going to alleviate some of his suffering. Again, because when we gauge the value of a mitzvah, there are a few ways to gauge it. One way to gauge a mitzvah is, how hard was it for me to perform the mitzvah? Well, it's the same difficulty giving money to this guy or that guy. So that's not relevant in this case. Another way to gauge the value of a mitzvah is, how much did it mean to him? Well, in both cases, it means the same amount. I afforded the other party the same amount of help. That doesn't matter what he does with his few hours of free time. But there's a third way to evaluate the value of a mitzvah, and that is to evaluate, what did I accomplish with my mitzvah? Where if I gave this guy an easier life, and he uses that time where he has a little bit less pressure on his mind, he uses that strength to watch TV, so I didn't accomplish as much as if I alleviated the pressures from someone else who uses that time to learn Torah, to move the world forward. So that's why we say, all things being equal, I would rather, if I have a choice between two people, I would rather give the tzedakah to a person who is working hard at learning Torah, and that'll strengthen his capacity to learn Torah. And we'll pick up here, because there are a lot of details in this, so we'll pick up here, Bezachem, tomorrow morning.